Hey guys, this is Matt Powell. So there's a lot of people out there in Christianity today, and even some atheists, that believe in the flat earth model, and it's becoming very popular. And so I wanted to take a moment and address the flat earth model with some of the facts. First off, I want to say that the people who believe in flat earth, I actually agree with them more on things than not, typically. I believe that the earth is young. I believe in young earth creationism. I believe in science and the Bible, and I believe that all those things are very compatible, and flat earthers often tend to say the same thing. But let's do a little critique of the flat earth model. So in the flat earth model, you have the earth as just a flat plane with edges around it made of ice, and they say that the ice protects us from falling off the edge of the earth. If the flat earth model were true and we were living on a plane, at any given point, we should be able to see the sun from anywhere on the earth. Because the sun, according to the model, is above the earth. And so the sun should be visible from any point on the flat earth. But it's not the case. The Bible talks about there being places that are day and night simultaneously. And that only makes sense on the spherical earth model. The Bible says that it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth. And so the Bible clearly says that the earth is a circle. And the Spanish word for that is globos. So it is he that sitteth upon the circle or the globos of the earth. They knew back in Bible times that the earth was a globe just based on the fact that they could do simple mathematic calculations based on comets and stars out in outer space. So if the earth were flat, we should see the sun at all times, no matter where you are. Now, people on one side of the earth and people on the other side of the earth will see completely different sets of stars. Now, if the flat earth model were true, we would all see the same sets of stars. We would see Orion. We would see Virgo the Virgin. We would see these star constellations. But the truth is that we don't see these things simultaneously, which means that there's part of the earth that's experiencing a certain side of the solar system and another part of the earth that's experiencing another side. If the earth was flat, we would all see the same exact stars, the same exact solar system. It would all be within the same sight range. And another reason that we know that the earth is not flat is because the earth is one of the planets. Now, flat earthers typically admit that the planets that we see out in space are spherical. Well, our Earth is known as Planet Earth, and so it would follow, logically, that the Earth is a sphere as well. And think about this too, if the Earth was flat, the water from Noah's flood, the tsunamis, by the time you have the first tsunami, it would have just completely washed itself off of the edge of the Earth. And so, if we find whales on the top of mountains, those whales would not have been placed there by the flood if it was a flat earth. They would have washed off the edge with a bunch of other sea life. We wouldn't be consistently finding whales on mountains because that water was contained by the earth because the earth is a globe. It's not flat. And so flat earthers will often say that the reason that the flood waters didn't fall off the edges was because there is an ice barrier around the entire earth, and that ice barrier is too high for the water to flow through it. But here's the thing, if that were the case, we should be able to take a telescope and see in any direction this supposed ice wall that held all the water in during the time of Noah's flood. And so we don't see it. It would have been extremely high. It would have been taller than Mount Everest. And so these are all just proofs that the earth is not flat and that you really can trust what the Bible says. When the Bible says that he sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the Bible says that the Lord hangeth the earth upon nothing.